We mentioned last week, I think we did, we spoke about the going last week, about giving your heart for the Beis Hamikdash. What's the Shabbos spoke about it? What is it? What? I can't remember anymore. I spoke in a few places this week. It says, it's very interesting, Zach, that both the going and the Hashem Tov HaKodesh Shneim Nisnabu V'Signo In Echod. It's an atmosphere of Purim Achdus. Yeah, Shneim Nisnabu V'Signo In Echod. Both the Goyim and Hashem Tov HaKodesh, they both said the same shot in the Pasuk. Dabel B'nei Yisov V'Yikru L'Tshuma Me'ez Kol Ishi She'Yidvenu Liboy Tikru Es Tshumasi. The Goyim says in Shir Hashirim in Perek Aleph Pasuk Tazayin that the pshat in Kol Ishi She'Yidvenu Liboy, says the Goyim, is that not the pshat that the guy has nedivus in his heart. The Goyim says that She'Yidvenu Liboy means that you give your heart, you're menadiv your heart for the Beis Hamikdash. The Goyim over there says, I think we mentioned it last week, but the Goyim over there says that Vibalt the Iker Shechina in Klal Yisrael is in the heart of every Yid. V'shachanti b'soichom b'soichoy lo'inemar ela v'shachanti b'soichom. So the Goyin says, I looked up the Goyin now before I came again, he says that in order to go build the Beis HaMikdash, which is the Mokum of Hashraas HaShechina of Klal Yisrael, every person has to give his own private Mokum Hashraas HaShechina. He has to give his heart. You have to give your heart. Asher Yidvenu Liboy means you give your heart, you give your private Hashraas HaShechina. And Ayidei that says the Lashon of the Goyim, Nishchabru Kol HaLevavos, all the Levavos, all the hearts of Klal Yisrael become united into one big Mokum Hashraas HaShechina. As I state in the Goyim, last week we spoke about, Befarim of the Shabbos, we spoke about that the Inyan of Nedivos Lev is Lishma. When a person does a Maisa of Lishma, that's the Hashraas HaShechina that's inside him. The Baal Shem Tov HaKodesh says a different shot in Yidvenu Liboy. He says a person has to give his heart. And if a person gives his heart away, that's a Mokum Hashraas HaShechina. How does a person give away his heart? So Baal Shem Tov says, and it's brought down in a lot of places, a similar way, that a person has to give up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu that which he has a cheshik, that which he has a gishmak for. Yolei b'chol levavcho v'chol nafshecho moedecho. You have a gishmak for A, you have a gishmak for B. Give it up for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yidvenu Liboy, give what you have a cheshik for, give what you have a taiva for, and be menadev it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, be magdish it for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That brings the Shechina into a person's life. As they state in the, that's how it's brought down, B'Shem, the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, Yidvenu Liboy means give your heart, give what you have a cheshik for, give it up. Be menadev it, be makriv it on the Mizbeach, and in return for that, a person builds a Beis HaMikdash. That's the pshat that the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha. How could Klal Yisrael build a mikdash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered him. Says the Medrash Rabbah on the pasuk, Me'ez kol ish asher yidvenu liboy. Everybody has a heart. Everybody can give their heart. Is every yid kol ish? Every and any yid has a koyach to go build a Beis HaMikdash as long as he donates his heart. In the ruach of Erev Purim, I want to maybe suggest a different pshat what yidvenu liboy means. Why that's the bringing of the Shechina into a person's life, that a person donates his heart for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What's the pshat? The Gemara Megillah says, La'yehudu ma'isa oira v'simcha v'sasa v'ikar oira z'toira simcha, I think he says, is Shabbos, if I'm not mistaken. Sasa is Mila, or the other way around. V'ikar is Tefillin. There's a famous Fasemis. Fasemis asks, famous word he said, so why doesn't it say Lahud Moshe Torah, Tefillin, Mila, Shabbos? Why does Torah speak Beremes? And the Sfasema says many places that Avada, they had Torah and they had Tefillin and they had Mila and they had Shabbos, but they didn't feel the Simcha, they didn't feel the Oira, they didn't feel the Gishmak. After they had the Nes of Purim, is Klal Yisrael, Lahud Moshe Oira, they saw, they felt the Lichtigkeit of Torah. They felt the Simcha, they felt the Sasan, they felt the Ikar, they felt it. Up till then it was an intellectual thing, but they didn't feel it. Perhaps this nekuda that Klal Yisrael was able to feel the oira, the simcha, the salsa of Yikar, which is an emotional thing, which is a guf thing, it's taka connected to the battle with Amalek, because the battle with Amalek is a battle that intellectually a person can know something, but it makes no roshim on him. He doesn't feel anything. We've said many times in the past that the inyan, that the head of Esav is in Maros HaMachpelah, and his guf is not in Maros HaMachpelah. So, when we were little kids, they taught us that it's a gevaldig gemayla, coming to show how great Esav's head was. But there's also another side to it. It's coming to show how weak his body was. That means his head rolled into Maros HaMachpelah to teach us that the muhus of Esav was the detachment between his head and his body. Not just to say what a gevaldig potential he had. But there's another nekud, the beseder. Oh, but the etzem detachment, the fact that his head went in and his guf didn't go in, comes to teach us that the muhus of Esav wasn't the fact that he didn't reach his potential. The muhus of Esav was the fact that there was a detachment between what he knew in his intellectually and what he knew in his head. There was no lev. There was no connection. Nothing made a roshim on him b'chal. And about nothing made a roshim on him b'chal. So there were things that he intellectually knew. He understood. Esav was a einikul Avram Avinu. He knew everything. Oh, but it made no roshim on him. It had no effect on him b'chal. And his lev remained the lev shel Evan, that nothing that he knew dripped down al levavcha, didn't sit there on his heart to make an impression on him b'chal. He stated that that's the muhus of Esav, and stated that that's the muhus of the Yetzirah. The muhus of the Yetzirah doesn't mind that a person has yedias, and a person knows. What bothers the Yetzirah is the vayashivoyse al levavcha. The battle with the Yetzirah is not the viyadata hayoyim, that's one battle, that's not his ikr battle. The ikr battle is vayashivoyse al levavcha, that a person should feel that his guf should get a hashpah from the ideas that he has, from the knowledge that he has. The whole inyan of Parshas Zohar and Lo Tishkach, the inyan of Zechira and the inyan of Shikcha, the inyan of Zechira, of remembering something, is a pshat as it made an impression on me. Something that's part of me, I remember. Something which is superficial, which is shitchias, person forgets. Is the pshat is the word of Zohar mitzad echod and Lo Tishkach mitzad sheni, is the word is, did it become part of you? Were you playing it into your zich? Did you make it part of your etzem mohus? The inyan of schir is the opposite of the mohus of Esav. Esav is a word of mikra, right? Ashakorcha baderech. Everything's a mikra. Everything's temporary. It means nothing's rooted. Zechira means that there's a continuity. Zechira means that something which happened has a hemshech. That's the yisoid of schira. Shikra means temporary. The mechamah neged Amalek is a mechamah of schira versus shikra. Shikra means everything is temporary, everything is a mikra, everything is ashakarcha. Yeah, it happened like this, it happened like that. It has no lasting meaning, it's not rooted anywhere. And about everything is the mahus of a mikra, that's a mahus. So male is a bria of shikra in the world. The musik of schira is a word of continuity, that the word of zach made an effect on me, it made a part of me. That's the mechamah with Amalek. The Emes is, I always feel that it's a Mefurash Pasuk. We say in the Kriya Parashat Zohar that Amalek was Lo Yorei Elokim. Amalek wasn't Yorei Elokim. That's what the Torah teaches always what Amalek is. That's the Mahus of Amalek. They're not Yorei Elokim. What's called Yerushimayim? So this is the famous Pshat from Chaim Shmulevitz. The famous Pshat from Chaim Shmulevitz says, we have a pasuk in the Torah that says what Yerushimayim means. The only place in the Torah where the Torah teaches what Yerushimayim, it says by Makkos Borod, Hayorei is Dvar Hashem. Those who feared Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Hayorei is Dvar Hashem. Heinis is Avodav. The ones who had Yerushimayim took the Mikneyu. Vasher Loisom Liboy al Dvar Hashem. And those who weren't Mesiv Lev, they didn't pay attention to what Hakadosh Baruch Hu said. They left their animals out. Shteta Dovah Noirav, Chaim Shmulevitz said. Shteta, two opposites. There's a thing called Hayori as Dvar Hashem. There's a person who has Yori as Dvar Hashem. And who's the one who doesn't have Yerushimayim? Asher Lo Yisom Libo Yel Dvar Hashem. He didn't put his heart to it. That means he knew. He wasn't stupid. Guy went through already a bunch of makas. Intellectually, he knew. So much that he didn't pay attention. What does that mean he doesn't pay attention? He had a blackout. What does it mean if you're lo son leiv? Shteita adova noiru. Shteita that a person can intellectually know something that it's true. Shteita adova noiru, something very scary. A person can know something is intellectually true. A person can know that it's right. However, he doesn't bring it into his heart. He's not kind of the hergish of it. He's not kind of the emotion of it. He's not kind of the feeling of it. It has no meaning. By the way, it's a kasha that we ask on ourselves a lot of times. Why do we do averus? Why do we have you read this? We have a plea on ourselves. What do you mean? Don't you know? We're not less than the guy from the borod. The guy from the borod knew 100% that the borod's coming tomorrow. It's a shocking thing. He didn't know. He didn't believe. Doesn't say he didn't believe. Doesn't say shalai hamin. Shalai samel liboy. State that he didn't feel it. And state the word that a person can intellectually know something and have the idea. And he can live his whole life if he's not somali, but if he doesn't make his heart be kind of the zach, is the pshat is he doesn't have anything from the idea. He has nothing from the idea. And stay in the pasuk, that's what Yirah Shemayim means. Yorei Eloikim doesn't mean that a guy knows a lot of ideas. That's not what Yorei Eloikim means. Guy knows a lot of ideas. That's not what Yorei Eloikim means. Yorei Eloikim means Asher loy somel liboy, asher som liboy l'dvar Hashem. That's what a Yorei Eloikim. Yorei Eloikim means that he brought his heart into it, that his heart feels it. Is if the Torah HaKadosh says that Amalek is loy yorei Eloikim, that's the muhus of what Amalek is. Is we know it's Amalek l'shitasa, because the muhus of Amalek is loy som liboy. He sees a Kriyas Yamsuf, he sees Gvalda Ganisim, he sees this Mishayman. Korach HaBaderech, it has no effect on him. B'chal. It doesn't say that he was stupid. His head was Marzal HaFpeilu, we already said. He knew exactly what happened with all the picture, because all the coloring books of Yitzias Mitzrayim, he knew all the details. He knew everything. But Asher Lo Yisamlev, it made no effect on him. B'chal. Lo Yorei Eloikim, he didn't have Yerushamayim. And he didn't have Yerushamayim. And Yerushamayim means some Liboy. Is the Mahus of the Eitz Ha'ori is he doesn't have a heart. B'chal. Yedias, intellectual, Yedias, yeah. Abba Lev, there's no Lev. And that's the Mahus of Amalek, that's the Mahus of Zohar, that's the Mahus of Schira. That's the whole Avoided, that's the whole Muhammad with Amalek. That's the Muhammad with the Eitz Ha'ori, by the way. The Muhammad with the Eitz Ha'ori, the Eitz Ha'ori doesn't want it to touch our hearts. We saw Solanta in all his letters, when he started the Tenuas HaMusar, all his letters only spoke about one thing, that the ideas that we have should have Hashbah on our lave. That's all he spoke about all the time, to learn Musar with their spiders. By the way, there is no other way of some Eliva without Musar. And the reason is because we're not talking about something logical over here. We're talking about a koyach of ruchnius, where a person's yedias has no effect on his heart until he's some elev. He has to put it into his heart. And the only way a person can put it in his heart is by learning Musa. If a person doesn't learn Musa every day for 15 minutes, a half an hour, there's no chance in the world he's going to have Yirah Shemayim. I'm talking about the basic facts. There's no chance in the world. He knows everything right or wrong, but he's not some elev. And if he's not some elev, so his head's in Aras HaMachpelah, and his guf is in Ben Yehuda. And there's no stira b'chalal. At the same time, by the way, you don't have to wait till you die. You can live like that also. Esav, that was his whole mahostas. The Torah, in the end, was megala exactly what happened. But it's not a stira b'chalal. His lev is here, and his head's there, and they have nothing, like Karvel Zel Zeh, that's the mahost of the Eitz Hara, that's the battle of the Eitz Hara. Nothing has an effect, nothing becomes part of him. Is that the pshat? Me'ez kol isha she'yitvenu liboy. If a person wants to bring the Shekhinah into his life, Shteitin Rabbi Yisenu, the going, Baal Shem Tov has to give his heart. The Pshat of Sheidvenu Liboy, without taking, what the going says, give your heart. What do I have in my heart? My heart is Sama Liboy. If a person wants to bring the Shekhinah into his life, he wants to bring a Kodesh Baruch Hu into his life, that there's Ashros HaShekhinah, it's not enough that his Seichel knows. It's not enough that he has a cup. It's not enough that his cup is sitting in Maros HaKpeiluh. You have to give your heart. Asheyedvenu libo means, Rabbi Seinu Torah means that you donate your heart to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means you donate your emotions, you donate your feelings, you donate your hagoshes, you donate your body to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You give it up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's a big avoida. It's a lot bigger avoida. It's a lot bigger avoida than book knowledge. It's an avoida of making an impression on a person's guf. And that's what Yedvenu libo. That's what brings a person's shekhinah into life. When a person gives his heart for it, he gives a sama libo, the second level. That's the pshat that by Purim, Lehudim, Isa, Oira, Vesimcha, Vesasim, Vikar, they were able to feel the lichtigkeit of Torah. They were able to feel the simcha of mitzvahs. They were able to feel the yakar of tefillin. Intellectually, they knew. Aber Kol Zman, there was a shlita of Amalek, of Haman over Klal Yisrael. They weren't able to feel anything. They knew it, but they didn't have the lev. They didn't have l'sama liboy. Means that there was an emotional connection to the gishmak of mitzvahs. There was an emotional connection to the simcha of mitzvahs. There was an emotional connection to the gishmak of Shabbos. There was an emotional connection to the lichtigkeit of Torah. And that a person can't have, calls man is amalik. You can know that there's a Torah, you can know that there's mitzvahs, and you can do them. But there's no lichtigkeit, there's no simcha, there's no gishmak. The gishmak of Nedivus Lev that only comes after the battle with Amalek. That's the battle with Amalek. The battle with Amalek is not about is there Torah. His head's in Maros Machpelah. The battle with Amalek is the heart. Ashalay Samaliba. You don't feel the gishmak in Torah. And only after the Yeshua of the Nes of Purim, where there was a hachna of the koyach of Amalek in the world, only then was Klai Yisrael able to get to the darg of Ashivayis Elovavech. They were able to feel the Torah. They were able to feel the Simcha. They were able to feel the Yikar. And that's a separate avodah, and that was the whole result of the whole Nes of Purim. And that's Taka the Pshat Nisvasem, is why after they fought Amalek, Dafkin this Nekuda, the Nekuda of Lev, the Nekuda of feeling what we know. And that only comes through Musar. That only comes, there's no other way. Anybody has another way? Adrabba, we're open-minded here, we're all ready to hear other ways. There's no other way, and it only comes through constant Musar, that a person has to drill into himself and feel that which we know. And to make an impression that our guf should feel the gishmak of the gvaldige gishmak in mitzvahs, by the way. This is a gvaldige simcha mitzvahs. If we don't feel it, it's only because it's not some aliboy. It's in our heads, but it's not some aliboy. That's the bechina of Amalek. Everything stays at a distance. Everything stays mikra. Everything stays superficial. But there's nothing be'etzim. There's nothing that's rooted. There's nothing that's lasting. And it's an avoidah. A person could be kaina. And as much as a person is kaina, it doesn't have to be all or nothing. As much gishmak that a person is kaina in a mitzvah and he puts it into his heart, as much lichtigkeit that a person gets out of Torah, as much as his yidvenu liboy, that's as much as he'll be kaina. It's not, loyal lechem, malacha ligma. A person doesn't have to finish the job, but a person has to start the job. And as much as we give our hearts, not just our minds, for avodas Hashem, that's as much as we'll be zeicha to the lichtigkeit of Torah, to the simcha of mitzvahs, to the yikar, the preciousness.